Now, he goes on here in this light, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Now, we begin now to see the little chink in the armor of this man, Job. It'll be glaring and apparent in just a few chapters now. But these men do sense that. But the trouble of it is, they are not making really a correct diagnosis of the man, and they certainly do not know what the remedy is, and they're not able to comfort him and bring him help as they should. And the very fact that Job claims that he's a righteous man, that doesn't cause God to jump up and down with glee and throw his hat in the air. But again, I have a feeling that a great many church members, and I use that term because I wonder about the salvation of some folk that seem to rest so much upon themselves and who they are. We bring no pleasure to the Almighty because of the fact that we're good little Sunday school boys and we've got a pin for perfect attendance, you know. A great many folk think that the Lord is delighted with that sort of thing. And, of course, we've given the impression that the Lord's delighted with it. I don't think so. I totally disagree with that. We need to recognize who we are, and we need to recognize our utter dependence upon God, and we need to recognize our great need of Him and of looking to Him. And instead of trying to do business with Him and impress Him with the fact of who we are and what we're doing. Now, he goes on to say, or is it gain to Him that thou makest thy ways perfect? In other words, is this something that God can boast of? Now, let's understand one thing, and we're going to see this. This man Job, before God, on the plus side, had many things so that it could be said when it says he's perfect. It means this man stood in a right relationship with God because of sacrifice. And we find that he was offering sacrifice for his sons and daughters. Now, let me read on here and let's get the sense of what he's really saying. He says, will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? In other words, is God afraid to deal with you? Well, of course, apparently God wasn't, because this man Job was having a rough time. Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Now, I want you to know what Eliphaz is doing, and it's a mean thing. And it's a thing that, unfortunately, some Christians will indulge in it. And that is gossip. Now, you see, when this thing happened to Job, it caused many people to say, well, wonder what it is in his life. And they didn't seem to be able to pinpoint it. And since there was doubt, what happens? That's when the gossip comes in. And he begins to manufacture something. And before long, why, he is able to spin quite a yarn out of a little piece of thread. And that's what this man is doing here now. This is the sense of his argument. He says, you're acting, Job, as if God might derive some benefit from your behavior, and as if he were restraining you, lest you might become too strong for him. You're just going to become too good for him. Now, he says, wickedness couldn't be greater. And so Eliphaz says, well, I just might as well tell you, this is what you're guilty of. Now he begins to guess. And here's where the gossip comes in. And none of these things are true. In fact, it puts this man Job on the defense. And instead of defending God, of course, he's defending himself. And if there's nothing wrong with him, then God certainly must have made a mistake, and there's something wrong with God. That's always the alternative. Now, listen to him as he speaks to Job. He says, verse 5, is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? Now, here's what the gossips were saying about Job. For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. In other words, he's been a real Mr. Scrooge. That's who Job is, according to the gossip. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. Are darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of water cover thee? Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. In other words, he says, these are the things you've done. And the word's getting out now. After all, God is up yonder, and he's taken note of it.